Hi, Barney. What's up, puppy? Sorry, my dog's in the room with me. Give me a sec. Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back. My name is Mare, if you are new here, and today is day one of Christmas podcast. Yes, 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 today's the day. It is starting from now until the end of Christmas break. I will try to do a podcast today. If I can't, sorry, I also have Christmases to go to, but I will try my hardest, you guys, and I definitely will be telling you what I got for Christmas. Don't worry. Today we're going to be talking about one of the most awesome topics every year. All of you should be talking about and doing. Today we're going to be talking about famous Christmas movies. Now, some of these movies are so iconic, it's embedded in your memory as you were a kid. So two of them are going to be animated, and one of them is going to be real actors. Actually, today we're going to watch four, or we're going to talk about four of them. Two of them are real people actors, and two of them are animated, and they are so amazing. The first one we're going to talk about is the most iconic you can get, Frosty the Snowman. This film came out in 1969. That's how old it is. They've remade it as a book, as an animated series you can watch, and the original movie, and some of it is actually done by puppets. They have a puppet movie of Frosty the Snowman, and it is quite scary, I'll tell you that. So, today we're going to be talking about Frosty the Snowman, the original, and I have it pulled up right now on my handy-dandy computer, and the narrator for this film was Jimmy Durante. The first episode came out in December 7th, 1969. The directors were Arthur Rankin Jr. and Jules Bass. And initial release date was December 7th. We already went over that. But here's what this trailer and clips. Oh my gosh, this is so old. My goodness. So, this is amazing. It has 79% Rotten Tomatoes, which cracks me up. But here's what the description says. A discarded magic top hat brings to life the snowman that a group of children made, until a magician, Professor Hinkle, wants it back, and the temperature starts to rise. pun alert. If you didn't get that, Frosty the Snowman is made out of snow, and the temperature starts to rise because he starts to melt. Get it? You gotta watch the movie to get it. Frosty will melt or no longer be a jolly soul if the kids cannot get him away from Hinkle and warm weather. So he hops on a train to the North Pole with young Karen. And if you don't know, Karen is the main character. She's a little blonde-headed girl. Frosty takes her with him to the North Pole, but she ends up getting sick, and he has to take her back, and he ends up melting, which is great. But yeah, that is the first episode, that is the first movie. I believe they've made it into a book, they've made it into a stop motion special, they've made it into a, I believe they put it into a, oh my gosh, they put it into a 3D type thing. That is scary. But that is Frosty the Snowman. If you guys have not heard of it, you need to check it out. Today, even in class, we watched it during English because my teacher wanted us to have a fun time today since it's one of our last days of school before Christmas break. So she put on Frosty the Snowman today. That's how awesome it is. So go ahead and check it out. If you have not heard of Frosty the Snowman, you need to watch it. The next movie we're going to be talking about is one of the most iconic movies ever. I literally love this movie with my whole entire being. It is called Elf. And if you have not heard of this movie, Will Ferrell plays the main character. He is such a good comedian. He is such a good actor. Any comedy movie you put on, you have to have Will Ferrell in to make it funny. Like, seriously, he's the best actor, comedian ever. I love his work. He's so awesome. He cannot do a serious movie. That's how good he is at comedy. But here's what the description says. Buddy, played by Will Ferrell, was accidentally transported to the North Pole as a toddler and raised to adulthood among Santa's elves. Unable to shake the feeling that he doesn't fit in, the adult Buddy travels to New York in full elf uniform, in search of his real father. As it happens, this is Walter Hobbs, played by James Caan, a cynical businessman. After a DNA test proves this, Walter reluctantly attempts to start a relationship with a childlike Buddy with increasing chaotic results. This movie is amazing. This movie's release date was November 7th, 2003. It was released in the U.S. And director of this movie was Jon Favreau. I'm not saying if I said that right. I'm not sure. The screenplay was made by David Barenboim. And literally, it was sold. This is how much the box office. This is how much it, like, this is how much it sold. Was $220.4 million. That's how many sold. My goodness. That is a good movie. Like, seriously. That is such a good movie. That's so good. Like, this movie, I believe Will Ferrell is actually coming in a new movie. I think it's released December 25th. Let me check. Yes, it is. This December, on the 25th, that is 5 days from now, in 2018, they are releasing a movie called Holmes and Watson. Now, this is not a Christmas movie, but it is starring Will Ferrell, and it is based on characters by Arthur Conan Doyle. It is basically a movie based off of Sherlock Holmes and his sidekick, Watson. This is such a good movie. I cannot wait to see the actual movie in theaters when it comes out on December 25th. This is what the description says. It says, Detective Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson face forces to investigate a murder at Buckingham Palace. They soon learn that they have only 4 days to solve the case or the Queen will become the next victim. This movie, I cannot wait to see it. I've seen trailers. It is a comedy and it's based on characters. It is based on characters of Arthur Conan Doyle. And the budget for this movie, my sources are telling me, it was $42 million. My goodness. The director and screenplay writer was Ethan Coen. I've actually heard of him before. I can't remember where I've heard that name before, but I've heard it. I've heard it somewhere. I'll think of it, I promise. So that movie is also coming out, also starring Will Ferrell. He is a good actor. I suggest you go watch that movie. I suggest it. It's really good. And the next movie that we're going to be talking about is also a very, very original movie. It was released. Oh my goodness. When was this released? This movie was released in can't find it. 1964. That's an old movie. So this is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the Island of Misfit Toys. This is a stop motion, and stop motion is one of my favorite animating styles because of the dedication it takes. It can take about 2 to 5 years. A couple months to a couple years of hand moving clay figures, step by step, movement by movement. It can take up to a couple months to a couple years to make a single 2-hour length movie with stop motion. But the result turned out so amazing and so awesome, you just can't deny it. It's so amazing. So this is what the description says for Rudolph. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, popularly known as Santa's ninth reindeer. Oh, he's the ninth? I did not know that. Is a fabled reindeer created by Robert Louis May. I've actually heard of him. He's really cool. He's a really cool guy. He has a cool backstory. I've read his backstory before. You should go check him out. He's really cool. You just Google his name. He's dead now, but, I mean, he's still awesome. Rudolph is usually depicted as the head leader, or as the lead reindeer pulling Santa's sleigh on Christmas Eve, though he is a young buck who has only adolescent antlers and a glowing red nose. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was created by Robert L. May, and there are TV shows about him. There's books. There's a book called Rudolph Shines Again. And the origin was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the Island of Misfit Toys. It's really, really good. This movie is literally an original, and I cannot, like, disagree with this movie. It's so good. So, actually, I think we're gonna add on one more. We have two more movies to talk about, and then I think we'll be done. So, the next movie I want to talk about was launched in 2000. It's a pretty old movie, but it does star one of my favorite actors. It is How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It is not the original. It's not the original animated version. Jim Carrey stars in it. He's a really good actor. He plays the Grinch. And really, it's a really good movie. It's a funny movie. It's a comedy. Jim Carrey does such a good job during this movie. He plays that part so well. So here is... the release date was November 8th of 2000. The director of this movie was Ron Howard. The narrator is Anthony Hopkins. I did believe he did some narrating in Elf, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. The budget for this movie was $123 million. And I will give an inside scoop to you. The cars in that movie, the weird cars that they have going around Whoville, are golf carts with covering on them. And the houses themselves are made out of styrofoam blocks. Those houses, those big, big two-story houses with weird little passageways through them, are made of styrofoam. That is so, so cool. And some of the set now still remains in Universal Orlando, which I think is awesome because you can go visit the actual set they used, and it's really cool. So here's the description. In this live-action adaptation of the beloved children's tale by Dr. Seuss, the reclusive Green Grinch, played by Jim Carrey, decides to ruin Christmas for the cheery citizens of Whoville. Reluctantly joined by his helpless dog, Max, the Grinch comes down from his mountaintop home and sneaks into town to swipe everything holiday-related from the Whos. However, the bitter grump finds a hitch in his plans when he encounters the endearing Cindy Lou Who, played by Taylor Momsen. Now... this movie, I love this movie personally because it is my childhood movie that we watch every year for Christmas. No matter what time of the year it is, we still watch it all the time. And really, it's really a good movie. Like, you can get a lot of Christmas vibes from this movie, and it really brings your whole family together while watching it, and it is such a good movie. Jim Carrey is one of my favorite comedian actors. He's really awesome. Now, this next movie was produced and... released in 1994, and Tim Allen and Eric Lloyd play in this movie. Tim Allen is a really good actor as well. He's a really good comedian, and really, it's overall a really awesome movie. This budget for this movie, my goodness, I'm not sure what it was, but it had to be a lot because they had a lot of toys on set. Because they had to make Santa's Workshop, is The Santa Claus. If you guys have not seen this movie, it's really good. It's about a dad who becomes Santa and has to run the workshop for the rest of his life or for as long as someone doesn't, you know. If you watch the movie, it makes more sense. It really is a great movie. It has a good line plot. There are awesome actors in it. And even though it is old, it will still put a smile on your face. It's very good. So here's the description. Divorced dad Scott, played by Tim Allen, has custody of his son, Eric Lloyd, that's the kid, on Christmas Eve. After he accidentally kills a man in a Santa suit, they are magically transported to the North Pole, where an elf explains that Scott must take Santa's place before the next Christmas arrives. Scott thinks he's dreaming, but over the next several months, he gains weight and grows an inexplicably white beard. Maybe that night at the North Pole wasn't a dream after all, and maybe Scott has a lot of work to do. This was published on November 11th, 1994, and the show to this is Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color. And the air date, the previous episodes to this, the kind of the overall Francois this was Oliver Twist. If you guys have seen that, that's by Charles Dickens. It's really good. And this movie is literally one of my favorites. I watch this every night when I go to sleep during Christmas because it's so fun and so good for kids. If you show this to your siblings, they will laugh at it, love it, and will not want to quit watching it. I am obsessed with this movie. And there is a sequel. It is called The Santa Claus 2. It came out in 2002, and it's the same cast, except this time, Scott Calvin, played by Tim Allen, has been in this role of Santa for the past 8 years, and his loyal elves consider him the best one ever. But the world of the merry old soul turns upside down when he's dealt a double whammy of news. Not only has his son Charlie landed on this year's naughty list, but Scott discovers that he must marry by Christmas Eve, just a month away, or he will stop being Santa Claus forever. Now, there are three movies. There's The Santa Claus, The Santa Claus 2, and The Santa Claus 3. And it's literally the best movie series ever. The third one is about his wife. She's giving birth to a child, and that will be the next Claus, which will be hopefully leading into a fourth movie at some point. I really want to see a fourth movie. It's really, really good. So there you have it, guys. Those are the... Oh, how many did we talk about? We talked about Rudolph, Frosty, Grinch, Elf, and that's five movies. My goodness gracious. We talked about five movies, and it's been 15 minutes. Nope, 16 minutes now. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys loved the podcast. Tomorrow's will be a bit shorter than today's. Sorry, I've just done a lot. And tomorrow is the last day of school until Christmas break. So we have a lot of finals and stuff going on. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Have fun during Christmas break. I will see you all tomorrow. Take it easy, guys. Bye!